There's a fine line between just making things up and putting on a show. Lyman don't make things up. I don't make things up. But we are showmen. We are dramatic people. And as showmen, we know when people are putting on a show. In the words of Stone Cold Steve Austin, damn boy, you working or shooting? And frankly, I think some people on city council, I think they're just trying to work you into a shoot.
Nobody should have the right to come into Cleveland. I don't care if it's the Cleveland Browns, Sherwin-Williams, the Cleveland Clinic, or any other organization that we support that could just be able to turn around and walk away. But if the Haslam Sports Group wants to provide a fan experience, put a damn winning team on the field.
That is Brian Casey, one of the council members of the city of Cleveland. So Lyme and I almost came to fisticuffs, even though we agree with each other on this. We opened the show with this. You can hear the entire segment, 92.3thefan.com. As Nick Barlage is about to join us in studio, CEO of Rock Entertainment and your Cleveland Cavaliers. The city, to us, is getting what they want. They can't come out and tell you that. This is performative. We're going to use the Art Modell Law. I've looked over it many times. I've read every article. Does it say, the law specifies, the Art Modell Law, that you have to offer a public trust to be able to buy it or another private entity? Does it say anywhere that they would have to sell the franchise if somebody were to meet any sort of price evaluation?
I would imagine
that is a simple question.
I would imagine like a lot of legal disputes, this would come down to legal wranglings and interpretation of the law.
If they wanted this, if the city wanted them downtown that bad, would the mayor have waited till last week to talk tough?
Right. Right. That's what we've said all along.
If they wanted them downtown that bad, would he have put it in the hands of Blaine Griffin, who, God bless him, we've met Blaine Griffin, we like Blaine Griffin, has said himself he has no real power in these matters? Would he have done that if they wanted him downtown so bad? Would they have not made some feckless 11th hour offer of part of Burke Lakefront Airport? Guys, they don't want him downtown. They have to say these things because they know that there's people outside who are upset, maybe even some residences, even though there was one resident who said he'd help him pack to move to Brook Park yesterday, they have people outside who might be upset with this, and they got to talk tough because Justin Bibb don't want to be the mayor here for very, very long. He wants to run for other offices, and no one wants to be known as the mayor, the second mayor who let the Browns leave Cleveland, because then you have to open up an alpaca farm. But no one else wants to be one of the people who just lets that happen. Well, we should take our kids to Michael White's alpaca farm.
So cuddly.
Nobody else wants to be that, because then if I'm running against Justin Bibb, I just use that. Just use that.
Yeah, Kenny.
This is a man who says he's about your business, the state of Ohio. He let the Browns leave downtown Cleveland.
They should all be pulling in the same direction here, which is why I don't get this. I don't get this in terms of PR. I just think this is a huge mistake. If I were the mayor right now and I were city council, now, not everybody on city council, you know, not all of the 39 members of city council agree on anything, but for the ones that do think it makes sense to be able to redevelop that lakefront where that stadium is and actually get this community, get Northeast Ohio a world-class facility that's not going to be far down the road, and improve your infrastructure and your public transportation for people in hotels here to get down to that stadium, which will all be part of that. I think this is an easy sell on the people in the region. They should all be rooting for this to happen, because then everybody gets what they end up wanting, provided they can pay for it, which is something that, you know, the county executive, Chris Ronayne, is like, the devil's in the details there. Like, let's hear how you're actually going to pay for this. But with all that said, I just think this is a huge mistake. This is a mistake by the city to come out and say some of the clips that we've had so far today, these emotional clips.
When they're still going to put a soccer stadium somewhere in the city?
Right. Like, you guys have had, you've had your opportunity. You clearly showed that you didn't really care if the Browns were here or not. In fact, you've gone out of your way to tell people in the area that they've been a drain on your resources. Yeah. That you don't get anything out of 10 dates a year. You know, 8 football games, a couple preseason games, and a concert. Like, that is not a sustainable situation at all. Mm-hmm. And what does the city get out of that? Yeah, the bars and restaurants in the warehouse district get 10 days a year? Yeah. Come on. If you redevelop that lakefront, you'll get way more. You get way more than 10 good days a year because you'll have people coming year round, even when it's cold, if you do it right.
Yeah, and I'm not, and let me specify, I'm not saying, oh, this is such a boom for the economy in the area. There's nothing that tells me that there will be evidence of that. I have no idea about that. And I'm not going to say that it would, because that would be false if I were to sit there and claim that, because I don't know. But I think that everybody's getting what they want to get, but some parties have to talk tough about this. They will get their land in Brook Park. They will build their facility in Brook Park. Hopefully we'll have a bowl game. Hopefully we'll have Super Bowls.
What's that bowl going to be called?
Rock and Roll Bowl. Called the Rock and Roll Bowl, guys.
Wow. How'd you come up with that?
Are we getting G.E. Smith to emerge, reemerge?
He flips the ceremonial coins.
Oh,
he
does. Come on.
Of course he does.
Don't tease me with an amazing time.
Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Bowl. Presented by whoever.
Everybody gets guitar. The winning team, everybody gets
it. It's a new bowl. It would probably be before New Year's, but hopefully after Christmas. Can we get December 26th or 7th?
Can it be one of the playoff games?
Okay, well.
It's a rock and roll bowl. Come on.
Let's rock and roll your way to a national championship.
David Gilbert, we know you're out there.
It writes itself.
We know you're out there.